Now let's keep going now. We'll look at our next question on today's broadcast of Answers from the Book. If the Earth rotates on its axis once a year, how long is a day? Well, actually, the Earth completes its rotation on its axis in a period of about 24 hours, and this is what causes day and night. At the equator, the Earth spins at a rate of slightly over 1,000 miles per hour. How long is a day? In the natural sense, one complete rotation around the Earth's axis actually takes 23 hours, 56 minutes, and 4.1 seconds. In order to keep the times and dates accurate, we have leap year every 4 years. Now let's look at a day in the spiritual sense. We read in 2 Peter 3, 3-8, "Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant, of that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years as one day." In view of eternity, one day is a very small amount of time. 1,000 years is also a very small amount of time when we compare it with eternity. Some people have given up on the reality of the Lord's return. Some mock those that continue to wait for the Lord. They say, "Where is the promise of his coming?" Although the Lord has not revealed it to us, there is a day appointed for the Lord's return. Hebrews 10:37 tells us, "For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry." The Lord will come, and when the appointed day arrives, he will not delay. It may seem like such a long time since the Lord spoke of his return, but when compared to eternity, it has not really been such a long time. Romans 13:11 says, "And that knowing the time, that now it is high time to awake out of sleep, for now is our salvation nearer than when we believed." We don't know when the Lord will return, but his return is closer than it was yesterday. I'm reminded of the old hymn, "Life at Best is Very Brief." It says, "Life at best is very brief, like the falling of a leaf, like the binding of a sheaf, be in time. Fleeting days are telling fast, that the die will soon be cast, and the fatal line will be passed, be in time. Be in time, be in time, while the voice of Jesus calls you, be in time. If in sin you longer wait, you may find no open gate, and your cry be just too late, be in time." Today, if you have not trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, I encourage you to bow your knee to him today so that you will indeed be in time.